All Request Friday. That one came in from Michael from Saskatoon. Start off with Money City Maniacs, Sloan, a.k.a. Jamie's walk-up song. Michael, thanks for being a very attentive listener to the Green Zone to know that. Money City Maniacs gets us started. What request do you have on this Friday before the West Final? The Riders, the Lions at Mosaic Stadium, 5:30 to kick off. Of course, we got football weekend in Saskatchewan. Kind of kicks off tonight with some high school football, the 6A 12-a-side championship with Miller against Holy Cross. As you can text it in. Here are our requests, 1-877-332-8255. Each and every day, we begin the Green Zone with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines, and of course, the West Final begins in 27 and a half hours from now.
I'm grateful for these moments, and so it's not like something I just sit here and, you know, put any pressure on myself. I get to live this moment tomorrow. I get to go out there in front of a packed house in the West Final in the CFL, playing professional football, and I'm 39 years old. Pretty stinking awesome, man. I'm grateful.
Trevor Harris, ready to go. We're going to talk about this a little later on. How much does he have to play for the legacy of Trevor Harris in the Canadian Football League with a win, advancing to a Grey Cup, and of course a Grey Cup championship as a starting quarterback? He's never done it. What would that mean for Trevor Harris? And is he one of those players you're cheering for?
Well, we get told that every game's the same. Why is this game any more important than the next one? No, why should it be more important for the old dog than the young dog?
Because it's a championship football game. The other ones are regular season games. It is more important. It
They're
is going
lying
home.
To you, people.
Now, when he talks about prep and all that stuff, he's not prepping more for this game than he has
these other games are more important, and they're more important for a 39-year-old who hasn't taken a team on his own to a Grey Cup.
Well, he said it.
I know what they say, and I every next game, 1-0-1. It's
do or die now.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. 1-0 this week is one thing. Do or die is another. The depth chart reads like this. Receiver.
It means more.
Keyshawn Johnson. He is out. Keyshawn Johnson will not play tomorrow. Joe Robustelli will start the West Final. Brett Lawther is the kicker. Trevion Tate is back at left guard. They are going with four American offensive linemen as starters. Dante Myers is back. Roland Milligan Jr. is back. C.J. Revis at safety. Antoine Brooks Jr. at Sam linebacker. Meanwhile, a note from the B.C. Lions. Running back James Butler
is
listed as a game-time decision for the West Final tomorrow. Again, 5:30 kickoff, Green Zone pregame show at 3:30.
Football weekend in Saskatchewan.
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Friday night, we got 6A high school championships. Miller versus Holy Cross at the SMF field. Saturday, the Hardy Cup. Rams Huskies, 2 o'clock, so we don't interfere with the West Final. That's up in Saskatoon. Saturday, also the Provincial High School Football Championships, 1A, 2A, 4A, and 5A. Sunday, Mooseman, Yorkton, the Prairie Girls Tackle Football Final. And on Sunday as well, the Canadian Bowl. We got the Saskatoon Hilltops versus the Okanagan Sun SMF field. And again, we did the math yesterday. This is very scientific. 95% of Saskatchewan will be playing or consuming football this weekend. 95.2%.
That's extra scientific.
When you add the point.
Hopefully the football this weekend is a lot better than the football we watched last night as the Broncos and Raiders played in maybe the worst professional football game in history.
Angled kick, and that one will skid out at where they're going to park this thing. At the 1-yard line. Wow! Crossroads kick. Look out. Smith comes the other way, caught, first down, flag though, two flags. Tucker will take it into the end zone, but as you saw, the two flags came flying in.
Oh, it was an epic clash. 10-7, the final score. The Broncos beat the Raiders. The Raiders could have tied it, but missed a field goal. There are actually more penalties than first downs, which has only happened one other time, and that was when two expansion teams played in the 70s. So, yay to football in the National Football League last night.
I have a theory.
The Broncos played down to their competition, the Raiders?
No. Someone's trying to get Al Michaels to quit.
Well, if he doesn't quit after having to sit through that thing, man, he needs a medal. The Broncos improved to 8-2. Raiders are, 2-7. So there you go. There was your Thursday night football game. It was terrible.
MLB free agency is underway.
Pitch to Bichette, and he comes after the first pitch and sends one on a ride out toward right center field. It's up, up, and gone.
So the name we're keeping an eye on, obviously, is Bo Bichette. He is at the top of mind of all Blue Jay fans. Some other big names heading into free agency: Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman. And there's a lot of attention on a Japanese slugger, third baseman. I am going to butcher his name. Everybody get on board. Murakami.
Murakami. There you go.
His posting process has been anticipated since he burst onto the scene back in 2022. So 56 home runs at the age of 22 in Japan, which is nothing to scoff at. So we'll keep an eye on some of those names here over the next little while. Although we're spending a lot of time focusing on football right now.
Of course, teams have 45 days starting tomorrow to negotiate with Munetaka Murakami. And everybody's assumed the Dodgers are just going to get him.
So stupid.
Meanwhile, last night during the rivalry game, Canada and the United States, first intermission, the jerseys were unveiled for the Canada's hockey teams at the Olympics.
Here is your first look at Team Canada's 2026 Olympic and Paralympic hockey jerseys. This version features both the traditional red and white jerseys with the maple leaf crest resembling an unbreakable diamond, symbolizing national pride, resilience, and belonging.
So you got three looks. You got the white with the red maple leaf. You have a red with a black maple leaf and a black jersey with a black maple leaf.
A little bit of a red outline around the black on black.
What do you think?
Why you're so
thumbs up or thumbs down
this
to the new jerseys for Team Canada Olympics? One big thumbs up. That's the white base jersey with the red maple leaf. Then two thumbs down for the black and the red black.
What are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to flip the maple leaf upside down on the other white one? Like, you got to have.
No, you have the red base with a white maple leaf. Why is that so hard?
Here, I'll retweet this on my Twitter if you haven't seen it.
But well, I retweeted it last night on my Twitter last night, and a lot of people agreed with me.
Those Olympics have been released.
Get enough with the... What's the obsession with the black jerseys for Team Canada? I'll never understand.
I don't mind it. I mean, listen, I agree with you. The white's better.
Of course
it is. But I don't hate the other ones, right? And they're trying to do three. They want three different ones because...
So they can sell more merchandise.
No, that's because why. They need three different ones in case you're matching up similarly on the ice with another opponent.
What do you mean?
You got the flags are... Some flags are similar between countries. You need the different...
Yeah, one team's wearing white, one team's wearing red. The U7 kids can figure it out. They're both wearing Pats jerseys. One's in red, one's in white. They can figure it out in a scrimmage.
It's not a flag. It's a jersey.
Whose flag is red and white, and you throw two of the three jerseys.
What do you
don't have any white.
You need opposing jerseys.
This is going to kill me. All righty.
Soon?
Meanwhile,
I agree with you. My number one favorite is the white on red. And then the black on red I like, the second best. And then the black on black is my third favorite.
I have one favorite, and the other two I hope they never wear.
I would buy that red on black, though. I'd probably buy that red on black before I bought the white on red or the white one. I don't like white jerseys.
Because of the buffalo sauce that gets on them?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. Makes sense. The rivalry series started last night with a 4-1 win for the United States over Canada. Game 2 goes Saturday night in Buffalo. Games 3 and 4 will be in Edmonton December 10th and December 13th. Coming up next.
A little bothered at how the U.S. just schooled Canada last night. Don't like that.
Usually this series will be tied, or one team will be up 2-1 going into that final game. Coming up next, we're going to tell you who can win $100 with the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Andrew wanted to hear a little Jimmy World on this Friday. 1-877-332-8255. All request Friday. Getting set for the West final tomorrow. Bundle up.
There was a cozy. Jimmy Eat World question at trivia last night, and I was, because you're a fan, I was like, I need a Jimmy here.
Yeah, I'm not a music.
Do you know where the name
guy
came from?
Jimmy Eat World. Isn't that a show?
That's what I thought. I got that wrong.
Well, anyway, where'd it come from?
I don't remember. Just remember I got it wrong.
Your story. Let's go to the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest. You could win $100 if your name is Kirkland Mandan out of North Battleford. They are the contestant for the Green Zone Tic Tac 20 contest, and we've already handed out two jackpots of $200. Just last week, Ken Plant won, so the jackpot goes back to $100. That's where it starts after somebody wins. So Kirkland
needs...
Take
a $300. What's wrong with that?
So if Kirkland, if someone scores tomorrow in the National Hockey League in the first 20 seconds of the first period, in any game, doesn't matter which one it is, you just need one goal to win $100. And just for clarification, because someone has asked, if there are two goals scored in the first 20 seconds, you still get $100. You don't get a goal for every 20-second goal.
Oh, the jackpot, that's not, is just fun.
The jackpot is, all you need is one game to get the $100. You don't get multiples.
You don't double the jackpot?
All 13 games? No, that's not, no. Just one to win $100.
By the way, you can still sign up too. At any point during the season, you can sign up for this contest. Just go to the contest section at CJME and CKOM.com.
We have 13 games in the NHL tomorrow, including Lockers Edmonton Oilers against the Colorado Avalanche, my Vancouver Canucks against the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Montreal Canadiens, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Ottawa also in action tomorrow. The Jets and the Flames are playing tonight.
By the way, Kirk is excited. He's just texted us. He's finally been chosen.
Finally, I've been chosen. He's probably like, wait,
I had
the $100 jackpot?
I had no idea this was for that Kirk. We don't have last names in our text system. So anyway, there you go. Congratulations, Kirk. By the way, and Jamie and I have nothing to do with selecting who gets picked for this contest either. They wouldn't trust us with anything.
Could you imagine? I would have lost the database already. Justin from Nakam wanted anything AC/DC, a little play ball on football weekend in Saskatchewan. Gets started tonight, the 6A High School Championships, 12-a-side, Miller against Holy Cross, SMF Field tonight in Saskatoon. That's the first of five provincial championship games high school provincial championship games. Tomorrow, 5A, 12-a-side, Moose Jaw Central against F.W. Johnson out of Regina. That game will be played in Moose Jaw. Also, you have the 9-a-side, 4A provincial final, Lumsden against Humboldt. That one's in Humboldt. You also have the 2A, 6-a-side, Watrous against Clavette, and the 1A, 6-a-side, Hafford against Lemberg for the high school provincial finals tomorrow. You have the Hardy Cup final tomorrow, Huskies, Rams, Griffith Stadium. You also have the Canadian Bowl on Sunday and the Prairie Girls Football League Provincial Championship, Yorkton against Mooseman
That goes Sunday as well. And, of course, the West Final, the Riders and the BC Lions. I got a text in from DJ. Surprised Ajoa Joe didn't make the depth chart for the Rough Riders. He was listed as questionable, though, yesterday on the injury report. So not
a little bit banged up, maybe.
Quite sure where he is when it comes to 100%. But like
DJ said, he would take Ajoa Joe over Robustelli Fauma. I don't know, man. That's a coin toss.
But we talked about the depth of this team and the decisions that Corey Mace had to make.
Listen, Ajoa Joe he's a spectacular player. He's also Canadian, so he adds that element to it as well.
So they had to leave Ajoa Joe. They had to leave Picton off the roster this week as well. So there's a lot of good football players who are left watching rather than being on the field. But that's just because of the depth of this football team. So
if there's any question marks about your health right now with the depth, you're going to probably be, you know, taking a
You don't want to be that. Winnipeg Blue Bomb, was it last year's Grey Cup? Maybe there was a year before. They had two players who shouldn't have been on the field. Adam Big Hill was one of them. Yeah. He shouldn't have been out there. He was playing on one leg, but Mike O'Shea put him in because, hey, he's given a lot to this organization. I owe it to him to play. And we were watching it go, man, he's losing contain on his guy because he can't keep up. Like, you are costing your team in the biggest game because you thought you owed it to a guy.
Yeah.
You owe it to Keyshawn Johnson is not in the lineup. And if they get to the Grey Cup, maybe he will be healthy enough to be out there. But you don't want to play a guy who in snap three is going to re-aggravate something, and then you're already down the depth chart.
You got to be honest with yourself, I think, not only as a player, but also as somebody who is coaching or leading a team like that. I get the sense, am I wrong? Corey Mace would not have made that call that O'Shea made in the Grey Cup.
I don't think so.
That's the sense that I get. We question Corey Mace here. Especially during that Winnipeg game.
You question Corey. Don't say we.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't alone.
But don't lump me into that.
Daryl was on my side. Absolutely. A lot of fans were on my side. I don't think Jake should have come out. We don't need to rehash that. But I'm saying, for the most part, I think if somebody is jeopardizing, regardless of their standing on the team, if they're jeopardizing the play on the field,
Trevor earlier in the season. Trevor could have possibly played a game, and he was like, no.
Is that the first time they almost fought?
That might have been the first time. Maybe not. Maybe there's another one earlier when he pulled, because he got popped, and it was like, okay, we're up. We don't need you in there, and Trevor wanted to finish the game.
There's been a couple of animated sort of discussions between Harris. Who would you rather go with? Go toe to toe with.
Neither.
If you had to.
Neither.
No, you have to. You got to pick one. You have to pick one, Jamie.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
No. You got to pick one. You fighting Trevor Harris and those meat hooks, or are you going with the big boy, Corey Mace?
No, I'm not answering the question, because if I said either one, I go to practice the next day and I get one of them to go, you want to go right now? No, I don't need that in my life. Thank you very much.
I think both of them are a bad decision, but I think I'd take... I get the sense that Trevor might hit me quicker. I might get a couple of shots in on Mace.
Oh, that's an interesting take. That's an interesting take.
I might get one in on Mace. I don't think I get anything.
I've seen you run down the hallway, Locker. There is nothing that tells me that you think you would get one in on Corey Mace.
I'm saying one. I'm saying Trevor's going to hit me quicker. He's going to pop me sooner. Right?
Yeah, and then Corey just picks you up and breaks you in half.
I've told you that both of them are a bad idea, but I'm having the car. I've got the stones to at least pick one. I'm taking Mace. Okay. I'm going to take my chances with Corey.
Best of luck to you. It is National Jersey Day today, ladies and gentlemen. There's a few jersey stories going around, including Team Canada's new fit
for the Olympic hockey team. They were unveiled last night during the rivalry game. They unveiled three jerseys. They unveiled one jersey that is white with a red maple leaf, red numbering, red stripes on the sleeves. There is a red jersey with a black maple leaf, black stripes, no white to be seen, even though the flag is red and white. And then there's the black jersey with a black maple leaf, red stripes on the sleeve, and red outline around the maple leaf. What do you think? I believe.
You retweeted that today?
Last night.
Last night. Okay, it's on my Twitter as well, at Lachlan Cross.
You can go take a gander at it.
I think we put it up on our Instagram too, the Green Zone. So it's all over Green Zone socials.
I believe it. That just go red and white. That is my belief. Keep it simple. I don't understand the obsession with Hockey Canada needing the black jersey. And even if it is a black jersey, have some white and red on there rather than a black maple leaf on a black base with just a little red outline. Like, come on. It almost looks like a Germany jersey than it does anything else because of their black flag.
Pretty aggressive.
All you need is a touch of gold from the Germany flag, and there you have it. Those are sweet jerseys for the German side and Leon Draisaitl.
This conversation has been going every year that they put anything black in any of the Team Canada jerseys, everyone loses their mind. Go black on the flag! And I'm like, they've been doing this forever. As long as I can remember, and it doesn't happen every year, but there's been an element of black
in our
Olympic jerseys.
Their two jerseys should be a red one with a white maple leaf and a white one with a red maple leaf.
Even back in the day, they had like an alternative jersey in it, and
what
quite
do you
often
mean,
it had black.
Back in the day, go back to the Summit Series in 72. They had a red jersey with white on it, and they had a white jersey with a red on it. Simple.
For
there's
years.
No black
for
jersey.
Years they've been incorporating black in the Olympic jerseys. It's almost like a third color. The thing with it too, right, is it gives you more options. If you add another color, then you get the three jerseys. They've got three. They don't need three. They have three
jerseys
to sell. People will buy these things.
1-877-332-8255.
You know what? I'd be willing. No, I'm not going to make that bet. I was just going to say, if we had numbers on purchases, the white one will sell more than the. But I bet you the black on red isn't that far behind.
What do you think of them, Locker? What do you think of the jerseys?
I like the simplicity. I like the leaf. I like the size of it. It's not too much. It's not too small. It's not too big. I like the simplicity of the design with just the. Like if I'm just looking at the white
stripes
one,
on the sleeve,
little couple of stripes on the side, solid colors, and I would pick like to wear if I'm an athlete. I think I would rather have the red on white. My second favorite is the red jersey with the black leaf, and then my least favorite is the black on black. But I'm not as triggered by the black. In the two other jerseys as you and JB, Justin Blackwell was really upset about it as well.
On social media, Mark responded to me, that is the ugliest, most non-Canadian jersey I've ever seen. Somebody please puke on it. That would be an improvement. He was talking about the black on black, the black maple leaf and the... Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. I really don't.
1-877-332-8255. What do you think of the new jerseys for the Olympics?
They had black on the jerseys, the Canadian jerseys in the 20s, in 1920. So this is not a new thing. This is something that's been going back for years. It gives you, if you have that third color, it gives you more options.
Well, the Hockey Canada,
I'm not a design expert, but you've got that one more color to play with, right?
See, I look at the Hockey Canada logo has black on it. Like it does.
Yeah.
The Hockey Canada logo, it used to be the main logo, the Hockey Canada logo. Then
the Olympics had a ruling where Federation logos could not be the main logo on the jersey.
Okay.
So that's why the Hockey Canada logo went away, and they had different variations. Remember the ones they had in 2010 with the Indigenous design in the middle of the maple leaf? I like those ones. 1-877-332. I do like the maple leaf design itself.
Yeah.
Like, it pops.
It does.
There's no doubt about it. Mark says, I like the jerseys. Maple leaf looks great. Red, white, and the red, black, great jerseys. The black one is okay, says Mark. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think of the new look for the Olympic team? Meanwhile, on National Jersey Day, let us know, what's the jersey you're wearing? West Final. Game day. Maybe you have many jerseys. Maybe you have to ponder it. What's the one you're pulling out of the closet to put on tomorrow when the Rough Riders take on the BC Lions? Locker's got the bloodstains out of his Locker number 9 jersey. Murray Wood only owns a Weston Dressler number 7 jersey. I'm like you. I'm surprised he doesn't have like a Lancaster or Reed hanging up in the closet.
Well,
to be honest,
just based on his age.
Jillian has the Obsidian jersey on, ready to go.
Yeah.
What's the jersey choice tomorrow?
Seen a couple Obsidian jerseys today in the halls.
And did they make the right choice? The Rough Riders will be wearing their retro jerseys tomorrow, the same ones they play on Labor Day.
There's a lot of support for the retro jerseys when we announced that earlier this week.
Love the retro jersey.
Yeah.
Love the retro jersey. 1-877-332-8255. Or maybe you match your jersey with what they're wearing. You hear retro jerseys, like, all right, I'm going with my retro Durant jersey for the West Final. Let us know now. 1-877-332-8255. That is the Fan Line here on the Green Zone. Coming up next, some Rough Rider playoff history. Coming up next on This Day in Sports on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Chicago with the lead.
It is Joe Sakic scores. Gio Sakic scores.
It's better promise me I'll be back in time.
Yeah, I know that. You know me.
I gotta get back in time.
On this day in sports history, it was November the 7th. The year 2009, the final home game of the regular season, the Riders taking on the Calgary Stampeders, and Rider Nation celebrated something we hadn't seen in generations.
33 years of waiting is over, and the road to the Grey Cup will indeed go through Regina. The Saskatchewan Roughriders will celebrate a first-place finish in the West for the first time in over three decades.
Yes, they beat the Calgary Stampeders 30-14 that day, their first top-place finish in the West Division since 1976. So that was 2009. They also finished first in 2019 and now 2025. This is rarefied air.
Some rough years.
Oh, yeah, the 80s and 90s were not too friendly outside of 1989 for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
It's kind of impressive with the fan base that the Rough Riders have. With gaps between
which,
yes.
Well,
it is impressive.
They did have some telethons. There was some pick a seat nights at Taylor Field. Just walk in there and have the pick of the litter in those yellow benches or blue benches.
Come
or
on down.
Just
make sure you buy something.
Yeah. So it wasn't always this way. It looks like it's
dollar hot dog nights.
A couple hundred people away from a sold out West Final tomorrow night. Also, on this day in sports history, happy birthday to Buck Martinez. The
Buck
great
Martinez.
Buck Martinez turned 77 years young today.
Do you think he'll be back next year? I think he will. We kind of prodded him when we had him on.
If he's willing and able, you put Buck in the booth for as long as he wants to be there.
Actually, we had him on Monday, so if you want to go back and listen to that, it's up on our podcast. So
great conversation after a little bit of disappointment in the World Series.